Trey, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, first of all, I got to thank you. I know when I talked to you last night, this is early for you, but you should be used to it. You get up this early for practice anyway, right?
Usually I'm up, I'm up like around 8 o'clock, and then on regular practice, I'm up around like 8:45.
Okay, well, I appreciate it because I know it's early and it's a Saturday morning. You've got the day off. All right, let's deal with this game last night. And by the way, good job by you guys. In the NBA, I never count a team out. And I thought, well, you know, if they make a little run here, who knows what can happen. But I'm sure there's some people there that thought that. But at halftime, and Doug Collins is an interesting guy. So does he speak? Is it Michael Curry that speaks? And what is said at halftime to you guys?
Doug usually speaks at halftime. It wasn't anything too, like, crazy. Like, you know, if you're down like that, you know, you have a coach who will either come in and he'll be crazy and flip things around, or he'll, you know, give you the subtle approach like, hey, what do you want to do, guys? You want to give a better performance? You want to give a better effort or what? So, he was just kind of basically like, you know, offensively, we just need to relax. You know, we're not shooting the ball well. We can just settle down and make a few shots. We'll be all right. It was just basically the point. And in film on Thursday, we were making shots, but our defense wasn't quite where we wanted it to be. And, you know, usually if our defense is okay and it's good and we're not making shots, usually we'll find a way to get back in it. So our defense was fine last night, even though they were making some tough shots. We knew that they couldn't, you know, keep up with that same percentage if our defense stayed with that same intensity.
You know, so it sounds like Doug, even though he said, do you want to, he was making the point that you need to. But has he changed in the way he expresses himself to kind of get you guys to play better?
It depends on how we're playing. If we're giving a solid effort in areas that are most important to our game plan, then he's fine. But if defensively, if we're not good, then usually he or Mike Curry he'll get into us pretty good. So that was the case in game three, where he was pretty upset. But last night, it never got too bad.
You know, the one thing that if you guys out-rebound another team, obviously, there's going to be success. It would happen with any team. But you crushed them last night on the boards, 52-38. And is it just more effort? What is it to be able to get to out-rebound a team? And then when you do that, obviously, you stop them from running the break a little bit. What is it to get rebounds? What does a team do?
That's an interesting point. You know, well, most coaches say it's effort or it's just about going to get it, but I think, like, because Evan and I, we have, like, this thing where we both try to get every single rebound. Like, Evan and I, we almost fight for rebounds. And it's like a competitive thing every single night. So I think we always have the effort. Just some nights, you just don't get the bounce. It's a crazy thing. But I think LaVoy Allen did a great job on offensive glass last night. And, you know, he doesn't look like the strongest guy, but he has, like, you know, I call, like, dumb strength. Like, you know, it has nothing to do with the weight room. It's just the guy is just strong for no reason at all. And he did a great job for us last night. And Thaddeus Young had a ton of offensive rebounds. And it's just activity. When our activity's up, we're a really good team.
Yeah, between those two guys you just mentioned, LaVoy Allen and Thaddeus Young, there's 10 offensive rebounds between both of them. That kind of changes the dynamic of a game a little bit, I'm sure.
Yeah, it definitely does. Especially offensive rebounds are hard to come by for us, you know, because we try to get back a transition on defense. Or we don't have good shot selections to put ourselves in a good position to get offensive boards. But last night was good for us.
You know, it seemed like Doug, and if you're not playing well, he'll find somebody or try to find somebody that will. The minutes changed a little bit last night. The players on the floor changed a little bit last night. Do the players respond to those kind of things when Doug does that?
Well, obviously everybody wants to be out there. I don't think it was a case of someone playing bad versus our matchups and you know how effective a guy could be going up against Boston. So that's pretty much the difference. You know, what group do we have the best chance of winning a game with more than somebody playing bad?
All right, Andre Iguodala with us this morning. And, Andre, I want to, and I should ask you before I even got to the air, the pronunciation of your last name is Iguodala or Iguodala?
You know what, I have no clue because my mom says one way and my dad says the other way, and they don't realize that they do that. But it's pretty strange. Like, my dad says Iguodala and my mom says Iguodala, so... I think I go with my dad because his name is Iguodala, but it's easier to say Iguodala, so it doesn't make a difference to me. I've had probably 1,000 different variations of pronunciations throughout my life, and there's been a lot worse, so I don't mind.
All right, so if you're playing well, we'll use, well, your dad was Iguodala, right?
Yeah.
So if you're playing well, we'll use Iguodala. If you're not playing well, we'll use Iguodala so we can separate so people know when you're playing well and you're not playing well. So from now on, and I'll get Spike to do the same thing, it'll be Iguodala. All right? On TV, it'll be Iguodala. I'll tell John Clark at Channel 10, it's Iguodala. All right? Because that was the way your dad pronounced it. Now I got it straight. Now I understand. And I was always confused. I've said it different ways, and I had no clue what the right way was. But now I... You know, now that your dad pronounced that way, then we're good. All right, so now we get into the meat of who you are as a 76er. You have hit big shots, you have taken shots, and you've struggled from three last night, a good night. When a player, and Doug always, I know what Doug says, hey, just keep on shooting. But is there a point where you say, you know what, I don't know if I should really take this shot, or... With a player, I know it's a lot of time it's instinct. Is it just instincts and say, I'm taking a shot? How does that work for you, especially last night late in the game?
Well, I think it depends on what type of shots you've taken already. I didn't really get any good looks. I got like two open looks in the first half, and I hadn't shot a high volume of shots. So I just knew it was just a matter of time before if I just get a good look, I'd be fine. Versus, you know, if you're taking a high volume amount of shots and it's just not going for you, that's the difference. You know, and then Lou Williams is a scorer, and I talked to him before, and I was like, you know, if you're not on, you take a bunch of shots, how do you feel? And he's like, if I take a bunch of shots and it's not going in, I don't want to shoot the next shot. So I think it's just a matter of what type of shots you're getting and instincts before the game.
You know, at last night, it's obviously the shots you're hitting late are big. And the ball moves. When the ball moves, it's good. You get an open look. But if the shot clock's not down, do you at times think about making that one more pass rather than take the shot?
I keep the shot clock in mind, especially if we're up. You know, we have the lead. The shot clock's on my mind. But if we're down and it's open shot, I think you got to take it. You know, that's the difference.
All right. Now, it's been interesting. It's an interesting career here in Philadelphia. You've been crushed, and I say that with all due love. My son would kill me if I ripped you today, and I can't rip you after last night. But the reality is, and I'm obviously being somewhat sarcastic here, the reality is you have – had criticism, and obviously now the people are on your side. But after the criticism you've taken, is it times hard to come out there and do the things that you think you can do, that you want to do, and play the game that you want to play?
It's not hard. You know, I think, you know, I've said this before many times in interviews. You know, I kind of want to leave my stamp on my teammates. You know, I want to show them how to play the right way and help them with their basketball career. You know, when I think about a lot of teammates that I had, either they left a good mark or a bad mark, and the teammates that have left a really good mark, like, I think about the things that they've done for me, and it stayed with me for the rest of my career, like Aaron McKee, and how he brought me along when I was a rookie. So I just try to do the same thing with my teammates, especially the young guys like Evan, Jody Meeks, you know, Drew Holiday, just showing them the right way, how to be a professional NBA player, and just enjoying the moment and helping them out.
Andre Iguodala with us, and Andre Iguodala, excuse me. Are you more comfortable with the surroundings of the coaches and the players? Not that you were ever uncomfortable with the players. In terms of, I just see your personality has gotten more easy, more freedom, allowing yourself to be a more personable guy. And I'm not saying that out of disrespect. I hope you understand the way I'm trying to phrase this. Are you, I guess the question is, how much more comfortable are you with the surroundings here with the 76ers?
I don't think I've changed at all. I think, you know, you just get a little bit older and you kind of understand the role you have to take in order for the team to have some success, and with the type of team that we have, that's something that I need to do, you know, making sure that emotionally I'm stable for the guys. You know, when we're on the court, things are getting a little hectic, things are getting out of whack, and how do I respond? They kind of look at me a little bit, and I've learned that over the years, and that's just part of growing up. You know, as a professional athlete, you know, you got to get better as a teammate, not only in your game, but just how you react to situations and how you are mentally, and that's been a part of it.
And Doug doesn't you kind of understand Doug Collins now, right? Would I be correct in that?
Yeah, it's funny because Doug, he has this phrase he always says. He says, I can look in you guys' faces, and I know you guys. And I've been coaching for, you know, 40 years. I know the players, and I watch every movement. I'm studying you guys. And he doesn't, I don't know if he knows, we study him too. So I'm watching him just like he watching me. And, you know, I pretty much got him. And, you know, we good. So he knows me, I know him, and I know what to expect from him. And he's the same with me.
Dre, one last question. The most brutal tweet that somebody has, and I know you're all over, between you and my son on Twitter, it's out of control. But what has been the most brutal tweet that you've gotten from somebody since they can make contact with you outside of being at the arena?
Oh, I don't know if you want to know.
I'd like to know, actually, because I'm sure.
I the clean version is, you know, I hope you don't exist after tonight.
Okay. Well, so there was a few bleeps in there, too, right?
Yeah, you get a couple of those every now and then. You know, it's hard to be on Twitter, like, because I'm not as active on Twitter during the season, but during the summer I'm pretty active because, you know, you got a chance to just relax and, you know, if you tweet anything that is non-basketball related, you get a lot of, why aren't you practicing or why aren't you focused on the game? And I'm like, because I was just in the gym for 4 hours. But, you know, during the summer I'm active tweeting, but during the season, you know, I try to stay away from it, but also interact, you know, a little bit here and there.
Well, if the fans were to show some love, or if they don't, at mindofai9 is your handle. So, now you might get crushed, but it crushed with a lot of tweets. But whatever the case, they got to show you some love now after last night. Big game Monday is a gigantic. Game fives are usually the big game in any series, and the approach can't be any different, correct?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're a pretty good road team. You know, it doesn't rattle us too much being on the road. So we just got to come out with a good start. Boston's had jumped out on us the last couple games. So we try to sustain any runs they try to put on us early on, and hopefully it'll be good for us.
All right. Well, enjoy your day off. Enjoy your weekend, and good luck on Monday in Boston. And thanks for taking some time out on a Saturday morning with us. Thanks.
No. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. No, my pleasure. Thank you. Andre Iguodala.